Joe Anderson, Mayor of Liverpool. Oh, my word. First time I've said it. Congratulations.
Thanks, Pete. Good evening.
I just can't believe it.
It's sunk in with me just over the last sort of day, I think. Got the grandkids round today and stuff. So enjoyed a nice relaxing day and doing a bit of thinking about cabinet and all of that sort of thing. But it's starting to sink in now.
It's an amazing, because whatever, Joe, you made a piece of history, first mayor.
Yeah, and it was good in the sense that we got a large majority and it's a good mandate. It's I think thinking about things today as you do, it's we've got the second highest sort of political mandate in the whole country. You know, there's only Boris Johnson now, of course, the Mayor of London, who's received a bigger political mandate. So it's an honour really to receive that much support from the people of the city, and the job now is for me not to let them down.
Were you surprised Manchester didn't get the go-ahead?
Well, I think, when you look at... of course, we didn't have a referendum here because we had a £130 million package and a deal. But I was confident if we went and we asked people in the city to support that, they would have given us that support. So I'm confident of that. And it depends, of course, how you go about it. And I think Manchester... work together in what we call or what they call a combined authority. They work together with the whole of their region, and they and people there weren't as positive as the mayor and the mayor form of governance as we were trying to make it here in Liverpool. And I think there was only Bristol, which again is a big city, but who've gone and supported. And of course there are other smaller cities, Leicester for instance, who have them. So I was surprised, but there was a few close calls, I think. I think Birmingham was very very close, although it went against it. It wasn't by a large majority. So Bristol's gone for it. Salford have gone for it. Leicester have it. And it's up to us in Liverpool, of course, to make it work and make it work for the city.
Joe, you worked very hard. You tirelessly campaigned. And you did a little bit of old-fashioned politics, didn't you? You knocked on doors.
Yeah, we've been sort of campaigning for 4 or 5 weeks at least. And I went to each ward. There's 30 wards in the city, and I went to each of those wards at least twice. And on the day, on election day, I was in the north of the city, in the south of the city, and speaking in Allerton. And in Croxteth and West Derby Ward, it was all over, and we worked really hard. We didn't take nothing for granted. Everyone was saying that we were favourites to win, and I think, and I hope that's because they've been pleased with what we've done. We've managed the city, taken it through some difficult times, and managed the cuts which were imposed on us, and we got through that. And we're still not out of the woods yet, but I think people felt that not only were they supportive of that, but I think they were also supportive, Peter, the message that we were given, that was to build new houses, because we've got an 18,000 waiting list. We're going to build 5,000 new homes, the schools, 12 new schools, and we've named them, and creating jobs, 20,000 jobs. That's what we want to achieve over 4 years, 20,000 jobs. And I think people felt that they were the big issues for them, employment and housing and new schools. So with the job that we've done over the last 2 years, put our promises as well, I think people said, well, that'll do for me. And I think other people were engaged in quite a bit of negative campaign, and I just feel that the message we gave resonated with them, and I think people felt, well, that'll do for me. And it's now, as I said, the challenge for me to make sure that we deliver on that, and I've already started by making some announcements of the people that I'm going to be using in these. I've created some sort of people that are going to do some work for me in health and education on Europe and stuff like that. So I think that's also using a lot of talent outside of the political sort of area as well. I think people feel pleased with that.